That's more balanced.
I can live with it.
Okay. Welcome back. We're back, baby.
Bora Bora. Basil cherry. Herbal sparkling water.
We're bougie now.
Basil cherry. Two flavors. It's a little beaver with strawberries. Oh, no. Is it a porcupine? It's a porcupine with strawberries. I do like the color scheme. Nice marketing.
I know. I'm a sucker for marketing. Also, it was on sale. And, you know, we order our groceries delivered because that's just how I am.
Because the pandemic has...
It's changed our ways. I've changed my ways. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when I was checking out, I was like, did you forget something? And it gives you options. And this is one of them. And I was like, I'm going to try it because we're looking for a new bubbly. A bubbly.
It's nice because I would have bought this in the store based on marketing alone. It says, from the land... to your hand, meet Ora Bora. Our sparkling waters are made with herbs, fruit, flowers from earthly tastes.
Okay, let's move on.
Heavenly feelings.
Heavenly feelings?
Heavenly feelings. And water from Flint, Michigan. Wait a minute.
Wait.
No, that's not, I don't want that.
Anyway, I'm Katie.
I'm Sean.
And this is Opinions That Don't Matter. I'm even wearing the shirt. I'm so on brand today.
Oh, I am warm.
It's been sweaty Betty here in Texas. You have questions? What are the questions?
The Google Nest Home.
Yeah, ours fluctuates wildly. And I checked it this morning because we have it set to heat to 72, cool to 74. That's nice. What we have. And sometimes we'll go to 75. That's fine. But then all of a sudden I was like, God, I can't fucking cool down. I took the dog for a walk and I was like, oh, maybe I'm just warm. And then I was like, no, it's not going away. And it's at 77. And I don't know what the fuck is going on.
So I really like a lot of things Google does, mainly YouTube. I think it's a fantastic platform, product, blah, 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 right?
Blah, blah, blah.
However, the caveat is that all their technology seems to have some strange squirreliness. The Google Home screens, I can't seem to get them to all participate.
They can't all work together.
No, they don't work together. And sometimes they don't see each other. And then this Google Nest thing, I don't know, maybe we're not programmers, but I don't think you should be a programmer to get these.
The UX is all out of whack.
It seems like it.
Because we've played around with it forever. And even my mom said that she thought there was some kind of a schedule that it was following. She's like, look in the schedule thing, because I feel like it's doing something.
But there isn't. I've looked.
There is.
No, but there isn't anything in the schedule. We haven't said anything to it.
No.
So it's interesting.
It's very interesting.
And there's also eco mode, and they keep trying to force me. Like when I walk by it, it lights up and says, psst.
Well, it does because yes. It recognizes the face and it's like shows you what you need to know. But I'm like, why are you so hot?
Right. And then it says,
would and not you like the to- good kind of hot, the bad kind of hot, the sweaty hot, the hot.
And then a little Nelly starts playing.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, I'm like, dude,
Stop
trying to interact with me this way. I just need you to hold a
steady. I need you to just stay in the early 2000s. Anyways, so we've had issues with that. And I have some news that's not news, but just so we can commiserate together, because I believe this happens everywhere. It's not just me. It's not just in the States. It's across the world. So I remember last week I was saying my back was hurting, and it got worse, BT dubs. It was so bad. After we slept on the air mattress in Lauren and Adam's living room, my back was like not the same. And I was like, fuck. And so obviously on Monday, as early as I could, I called the physical therapist's office in our area and was like, yo, can you get me in? I'm hurting. She was like, oh, well, you have to get a referral from your regular doctor. And I'm like, well, I don't need to see her. I don't want pain pills. No, you have to get a referral. That's how it works. And I'm like, well, can I pay cash? Well, we're booked out for 4 weeks. But
for cash, we'll meet you outside.
No. We're booked up. Maybe we'll get you in 2 weeks, she said. I'm like, bitch, that's not helping. And it's not her fault. So I didn't yell at her. I didn't say anything. I just said, thanks, but no thanks. And then she said, it would just behoove you to get the referral because then it's only your copay. And I'm like, well, my copay is $125. No joke. So I might as well pay cash. And she's like, yeah. And then I went online because our primary care doctor lets you book online. She's out 4 weeks. So I called my cousin, but I also took to the interwebs as one does. And between my cousin and me and her being like, okay, show me where it hurts. And I'm on FaceTime. I'm like, it hurt.
Ouch. Right.
Ow. She's like, you really should look into the so what was it? Sacroiliac? Sacroiliac joint? I'm probably totally wrong, but she wrote it up. She texted it to me and she's like, and go to this website and blah, blah, blah. My cousin's a physician's assistant, but she specializes in like arm stuff. So I've asked her about rotator things and like my finger thing. Anyway, she's like, check this out. They'll tell you what it is and they'll, you know, offer some tools.
Right.
So I was like, oh, cause I've been doing stuff for like piriformis and my psoas and didn't help to no relief, actually made it worse. And then I did some of the sacroiliac joint stuff. And holy shit, not only did I learn that my hips are displaced right now, one of my legs is longer than the other, which is fucking weirding me out. Not that they're longer than the hips, my hips are causing them to sit that way. But I did some exercises and man, it was so much better.
Fantastic. The more you know.
I know, but how annoying that, I mean, thank God for the internet. That I can look those things up. Because when I was a child, what would you take to the encyclopedias and be like, I don't know. Nobody knows. No answers.
Start off. How would you do that search? You start off with the word ouch and then you...
I'd be like, back pain. It's not Google.
No.
The encyclopedias. Mm-mm.
So while Google does keep our house abnormally warm, mm-hmm. they are able to solve your hip problem.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it's heating up because it knows that you're like, searching back pain. It's like, we need to get it warm in here, stat.
And that's the one thing I didn't do. My cousin's like, do you have a heat pad? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, you got to put that on it every night. And I didn't do that last night. I forgot. I was too busy doing all my stretches. I had like 7 different stretches. Like, I did clamshells, which sounds like it's not a stretch, but it's hard then to do.
That's like an 80s jazzercise maneuver.
It is kind of.
You need the leg warmers, the stretchy pants.
But the headband. Side that's hurting isn't, it can't do it as easily as the other side, which was weird because that's never happened before. And then I had to do like hip raises, which are really just pelvic thrusts at the ceiling. Super sexy. Then I had to do just some weird like putting an arm under one of my legs and like pushing and pushing against my hands while I hold my knees together and then the other way. And it helps like muscularly adjust the hips. But you guys, amazing. And then I took I have this little like fascia breaking ball that I used to use for like after workouts.
It's the fascia.
It's the Dacta fascia and my yoga Dharma wheel that Rocio got me. Anyway, I rolled along those and my back and my hips went, it was crazy. Crazy. Anyway, so I'm going to do that and I'll probably try to book a massage, but I'm getting better. I'm on the mend. But the reason I brought that up is how ridiculous that I have to wait essentially 4 weeks to see my regular doctor, which I could put on the list for a cancellation, but like I could have done that, I guess. But I have to wait all those weeks when I couldn't sleep. Like the night before, I was like, fuck this shit.
That's why I find going online. Instagram for me has been pretty interesting and looking for PTs because you have all these people.
And that's who I followed on TikTok is physicians.
There's great ones. Dr. Joe Therapy is a really solid PT. I think he's out of Santa Monica or Florida.
I don't think that's the one that I don't know. Could have been, but there was one in Arizona that's a physical therapist. There was a doctor in what's a bone doctor?
Osteo?
Yeah, but they're called something else.
Osteopath?
No. But anyway.
A boner? A
surgeon. I'm a boner. Anyway, there were like 6 of them and one chiropractor that talked about like how to push into the hips and stuff. And it just was helpful. And I honestly looked at so many and then I was like, okay, this is a motion that they keep mentioning. So I'm going to try that one. Okay. It's like a repeat because I didn't, don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. But I wanted to say this because last week you were like, you got to look it up. And I was like, I want to see somebody and figure out what's going on because I don't know what it is. And so you were half right.
Yeah, it's just, sometimes you have to be your own best advocate.
It's not even being an advocate.
Well, not an advocate, but you have to do your... Listen, if the doctor's going to tell you it's going to be 4 weeks, you don't just sit around on the couch and let it get worse, right?
No, because I couldn't sleep.
Seize up.
I was like...
Yeah. So you have to do your own digging and you did. And that's awesome.
Yep.
You used the resources you could and it seems like you found a solution.
So. Yeah. I'm going to keep doing it. So after this, I'm going to do all my stretches and then I'll put the heaty pad on. But yesterday was so bad. I had some like Patreon hangouts and it was hard for me just to sit still. It was hurting so bad.
Yeah.
I'd like roll the chair out and try to sit up and then I'd roll it back, just to shift the weight. But it's weird because it hurts. I want to lean away from it, but that makes it feel worse. And they like lean into the pain. So I just keep like leaning into that hip.
Yeah.
It's weird, you guys. Weird. But anyway, Thank you, TikTok.
And Shakira.
Of course.
How does she sing that? That song is pretty
crazy. Hips don't lie? I don't know.
She does that whole...
Oh, is that... How's it go? I don't even know if there's any notes in there.
Good.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're feeling a little bit better, a little bit of relief. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about the internet. You can find answers.
Yeah. I was surprised because I slept solid last night because I didn't sleep much at all the night before. And when I rolled over, I like woke up at like 7, had to go pee. And I was like, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe going forward, you'll have to do those stretches on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Now I got to keep myself in alignment. Mm-hmm. I remember there was a guy that I met through Jesse and Abba, mm-hmm. and he was really into alignment. So he was in a horrific motorcycle accident.
Oh.
He was a weightlifter. And then mm-hmm. When he was going through his rehab from the motorcycle accident, he had stumbled upon some form of physical therapy or lifestyle, basically.
And was he a physical therapist? Or no, he was a...
I think he was a personal fitness trainer.
Instructor, yeah. Yeah.
But he ended up taking this course, and it was really quite interesting because it's all about alignment. Mm-hmm. So if your knees are not in line with your hips and your shoulders, everything starts getting wonky. And just by the... Like, I know from sitting at the computer... Mm-hmm. When I'm editing, I kind of lean to the side and it's my thinking posture.
That's not good.
But I've got all my weight on my right hip.
Well, that's why they say men should not, or women for this matter, but no one should put their wallet in their back pocket because it automatically shifts your hips off. Yep. But yeah.
If you're going to do it, use two wallets so you can get yourself a little.
But they have to be the same thickness.
A little pelvic tilt forward.
No, but then lean back. The alignment thing is important because once you're off alignment, then your muscles and tendons start to try to compensate.
Yeah.
And you compensate with weight and shift, everything gets all fucked up.
It's a pretty complex system.
Yeah, we're pretty intense. I don't trust in the chiropractor. If anybody does, I'd love to hear your stories. otdmpod@gmail.com. And no judgment on chiropractors. I'm not like, they're not real doctors or whatever, people get mad. I just think it sounds very traumatizing and overwhelming, and I don't want that in happening to my body.
Mm.
I don't think everybody needs realigned,
mm.
and so I don't really trust it.
Yeah, and the way they realign, so I've been mm-hmm. quite a bit.
My mom goes religiously.
I loved it when I first went.
My mom's been going for years and has never had a bad experience.
Yeah, and then I had a bad experience, and so mm-hmm. I stopped going. But I had done it for about 2 years, and it was always the same thing. Oh, we're just going to realign you. I'm like, what happened to realigning me last week? Mm-hmm. And so then it was great. They had these tables.
Yeah, the tables would go pop.
Mm-hmm. And it would bend, and like half your body would bend. That felt great. I would invest in one of those tables. It was basically like back stretches. And
yeah.
And then the doctor, because I don't think they go to university.
Let me look it up because I know they're a doctor of aren't they?
Chiropractic.
Let me see.
Yeah. In only 6 short weeks, you too could be adjusting people's spines. I don't want to throw shade, but I suspect there are some people out there who have lesser amounts of information when it comes to healthcare. So anyways, the doctor comes in and he adjusts and he has you on your side and then he twists your hip and then pulls your shoulder back and everything goes. And it felt great until one day when he did it, it didn't. And he also does that thing where he has you cross your hands over. Mm-hmm. But what I thought was interesting was everyone is getting the same treatment. I'm like, not everyone's body is the same. And as he made his way around the room.
They're not a doctor. They're a healthcare professional.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there are universities or schools that specialize in it, but it is not a...
Oh, entry-level education. It says doctoral or professional degree. So they could be a doctor.
Yeah, I know people who have stacked it on top of things. Like I know our old neighbor used to do.
Yes, because he does acupuncture. He's an herbalist and he was a chiropractor.
Yeah. One step away from being a Tai Chi master as well.
But
Shaolin monk.
But alignment is important. And my mom, for instance, I've gone to her chiropractor. And you know, you're saying like everybody gets adjusted the same. No, hers was always very specific.
Oh, that's
so like
good.
Her hips get out of alignment a lot. And she was leaning differently at work in her car.
Okay.
Like the way that her car seat sat.
Yep.
It pushed up on her hips. Ah. And the chiropractor was like, that's like throwing everything off. And essentially, he was like, you know, you really need to like put a a pillow so it's even because the way, you know, it's pushing on you. Anyway, so you need to elevate yourself so that you're out of that pressure. And he only did stuff to her hips.
Right.
That's just one chiropractor. And he always recommends massage. So my mom gets like these really painful massages sometimes too.
I know. Someone was just telling me they're going to Turkey. Is it Turkey? No, Istanbul. They're going to Istanbul.
Istanbul?
Mm-hmm. That is in Turkey, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the cap. I think it's the capital. I don't know. Yeah. But Istanbul. Uh-huh.
And they're going to get massages.
And who I was like, is this?
Oh, no.
Who?
They were at the...
oh, at our Friendsgiving?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I was like, oh, no, don't... No. Yes, they were going to get massages at Turkish baths. Sorry.
This is what happens when we drink a lot of wine.
Yeah. I was like, wait, how did the story
Who
go?
Who is this? Wait.
But they were telling me they're going to get the Turkish massages at the bath.
And don't I was they like, beat you with the sticks?
Yeah. I heard a horrible story from an old neighbor. And he and his wife had gone to get massages at a Turkish bath in Turkey. So the real deal,
the
right?
The real deal.
It's not like you're getting a Turkish bath in Toronto. But that probably has...
benefits also.
Somewhat authentic. Uh-huh. Anyways, they went in there and the woman had a lovely massage. The man, on the other hand, his name was Dean. Dean was in the dressing room, the locker room, whatever, getting ready, you know, and it's, you know, you get a towel on and that's it. No clothes. And then he walks
into because you're at a spa. Right.
Yeah. And so then he walks into the room where it's supposed to be and he's like, this place looks like a dungeon. It's like dank or damp. You know,
when you're underground, usually.
Yeah, and there's like a pool of water to kind of bathe in. And then there's like a stone and someone comes
in lay
and
on the stone.
Person says, get on the stone. He's like, oh, okay. You know, take off your towel. And he's like, oh, okay. And then the guy produces a giant switch, like a you know, branch. And he beats him for like 10 minutes with it.
That was my punishment as a kid for doing things wrong.
Yeah, Dean was like, oh, this is not good, you know? And then the guy starts, you know, manipulating with his elbow, like flying elbow from the top rope to his neck and his back. He did that for another 10 minutes. And then he told Dean to roll over and Dean was like, I got to get out of here. This guy is going to beat me up even more. Like it was just bad. And anyways, I think the massage lasted for about 45 minutes to an hour. And when he left, he just...
Never the same.
No, he said it was terrible. Like he physically was beat up by the
person. Was his wife like, oh.
Yeah. They met up afterwards, you know, the couple's room where you hang out and have a cup of hot tea or whatever.
Yep.
And Dean said he could hardly walk because the man had beat the bottoms of his feet so hard with the stick.
Oh. But like, I know that when they do those branches, like the birch trees and stuff, I think, is it the Swedes that do that too?
Yeah.
Or Norwegian.
Like, you just kind of like smack yourself lightly with it.
No, but they do that in spas and stuff. Yeah, but it's supposed to like promote circulation.
Yeah.
Maybe the Turks just take it to the next level.
It seems like it. And the massages, he said, it was, you know, manipulation, like twist your arm around your back and like,
you're like, tear my rotator cuff.
Yeah. He wasn't in bad shape, but he was afterwards.
Masseuses. Yeah. Here have been really great. Yours talks and I would hate that.
But. I've only been twice since we've been here. So once a year almost?
No, three times. We did those back-to-back once. It was like 6 weeks apart. We were like, ooh, so fancy. But they're really great. Does anybody else hate when they talk? Mine doesn't talk at all and I love that. But Sean's talks and she even comes out talking. She's like, oh, Katie. Da, da. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. I'm in relaxation zone. Katie doesn't exist.
Yeah. I'm not there for the conversation, but I always end up getting roped into it because I'm like, oh, how are you doing? And then,
Oh, never say that. They just say lay down. And then if they say, all I do is answer, is the pressure good? And I just answer and that's it. And then zip. But also the guy that I see, I forget his name all of a sudden, but Brad.
Antonio?
Brad. Oh. But Brad I don't think he wants to talk anyway. Even when we come out and both of our masseuses are there and Sean's is like, boop, 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 boop. Mine's like, see you later. And he's like, walks away. I book him again.
Yeah.
So good. Also, he's a huge gentleman.
Yeah.
He's like, in his 50s, 60s? Yeah,
he's like six,
like 300 pounds. He's the biggest man. It's crazy. But anyway, so... I'm going to book one of those and I can book you a masseuse too.
Maybe.
A massage. A
Christmas massage. I do want to go back and do the float tank. The float tank is fantastic.
Sean loves a float.
It's you let your brain wander, mm-hmm. you know, and it feels good. Kim went and did it, my sister. She liked it.
Mm-hmm. Another one of our friends just did it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just your sister, there was somebody else. But anyway, I had like panic attack almost. Yeah. I don't know, the claustrophobia was happening. I wonder if I'd be better next time. Because, you know, like it's like exposure. Just keep doing it until I get better. Mm-hmm. But I've heard it's so great, but I get scared. We did it in Palm Springs.
Yes. P.S. I love you.
Yes. I would love to hear your bizarre or amazing spa stories. Send those into otdmpod@gmail.com mm-hmm. as we share ours.
I really wish that we were living in Scandinavia. Mm-hmm. In my dream, we'd live in Scandinavia. Mm-hmm. We would have a lake in the back, and then we'd have a hot tub or mm-hmm. and a steam, mm-hmm. like a sauna.
But you'd need it because you're fucking freezing.
Yeah, but to alternate between the two. Mm-hmm. So you get really, it's too much. I can't be in here anymore. And then you get out and you jump in the lake.
No.
And then you get out because you're so hot.
No.
It'd be amazing.
We used to call that hot tea ice cube. We'd do it at the pool. Mm-hmm. You go from the hot tub to the cold pool. Mm-hmm. I didn't even like it as a kid. I'd be like, yeah. And I'd jump out and I'd be like, and I go back in the hot tub.
I feel alive. I remember doing that at Mammoth, jumping out of the hot mm-hmm. tub and then rolling around in the snow and then getting back in. I was like, this
even is even getting perfect. Back into the condo after the hot tub. We were like,
it's great though.
I hate it.
Yeah, all your worries melt away.
I don't like being cold.
Yeah, but you're only cold for a second.
No, I get cold to the bone sometimes.
Okay.
It takes me a while to warm back up. I can't do it, Sean. It's too stressful.
Yeah.
But a lot of people like that. And I've heard the benefits. I know, hasn't Joe Rogan talked about that in the past or something?
I think he does. I think he's one of those cold plunge. Who's the original guy who does the cold plunges? Wim Hof?
I don't know. But I know that people do the cold plunge, especially athletes. They get in the ice bath to reduce inflammation,
yeah.
which I do know inflammation is such a key contributor to a lot of ailments. So I get it, but I also don't get it. You know? Anyways, so there's that news. Other medical news. I finally got the cream for, I had dermatitis on my face and I didn't know what it was. It was like dry and itchy and horrible and uncomfortable. Went to the dermatologist, got the cream, and it's getting so much better and I'm so excited.
Medical wonders.
Oh, I've been falling apart lately. Does anybody else feel that way? Yourself. Like you'll have one thing happen and then something else and you're like, sweet, what else? What else? What else?
My God has forsaken me.
Right? Seriously. Yeah. So anyway, that's me.
All right. Hey, you know what we enjoyed?
What do we enjoy?
We enjoyed Wednesday on Netflix.
Loved it. I'm not even a goth chick, but I appreciated her gothness. It made me want to dress goth a little bit, dye my hair black or something.
It was fun because the show is, I mean, it's a teen show, right? Mm-hmm. It's not really meant. It's not that it's not meant for adults, but you can kind of see what their demographic they're going after is.
I can see some of it, but you have to remember that the main character who plays Wednesday is like a Disney girl.
Uh-huh.
Even though, I mean, she's really great. The subject matter is a little dark, so it's almost like that tween kind of vibe, but I loved it.
Well, I thought it was really well done. And the, what's her name? I'm drawing a blank.
Wednesday?
Well, the girl who plays her.
Oh, the actress. She was in, I'll pull it up.
She nailed it. Mm-hmm. It was great to see.
But then the cool thing was, okay, sorry, keep going.
No, it's nice to see because that's a role that has, since the show began, when was it, in the 60s?
I don't know when the Addams Family first came out.
I think it's in the late 60s, maybe early 70s.
But Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, but to play Wednesday Addams, you really have to nail that role. Not that the other ones don't.
Well, Christina Ricci was great, and that she's was. In this mm-hmm. new series.
Yeah, although she does not look like Christina Ricci to me in the series, just because of the way her hair
and her glasses.
It looked more like she was playing, what's her name, on the Flintstones. Not the Flintstones, on Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah, she does kind of...
Not Velma.
Uh-huh.
Velma and Louise? No. Yeah, Velma.
It's Velma, because Velma has the brown hair.
Yeah, she looked like that to me. I was like, oh,
I think it's Velma.
They need to change that because it was confusing. I kept expecting Scooby Doo to show up and Fred with his scarf and the mystery van. Yeah,
Velma Dinkley.
Right.
I was like, what's her last name?
And then Gomez Adams. He was great in it.
Oh my God, so good.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole cast was great. I really, it was just a great show. If you haven't watched it, I encourage you to watch it. There's only one season, which is always a bummer because I'm a binger and we're like done with it already. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You know?
So directing wise, mm-hmm. excellent. Camera wise, excellent.
Well, it was, is it directed and produced or is it directed by, what's his name? Hold on. It's not going to come to me fast enough for a podcast, Sean. You know it. You've got that smug look.
No, so. I'm trying it as well.
Oh.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, he's done Edward Scissorhands.
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton. Yeah, so I was great. Like, it's such a... anyway. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's directed and produced by him or just directed?
Yeah, Tim Burton directed and produced. I think directed and produced the show.
But he's so good. And you feel it. You can tell it's him.
It's certainly a Tim Burton film. Dialed back a little bit. It's not... It's not necessarily as wonky looking as Edward Scissorhands was.
But. No, but I love Edward Scissorhands. But anyway, it's a great show. I highly encourage it. I don't want to give anything away about it.
Yeah. It's like a Nancy Drew, you know, mm-hmm. mystery show. There were only a couple of times where I'm like, is that true to the character? But
well, yeah, and there were a few, I thought, weak spots in the script where you're like, oh, that was an easy out. Mm-hmm. And I thought they could have done it better. But it's only the first season. And I think... we'll probably see it get better and maybe even more adult as they probably check their demo on Netflix. And
so they dial it in. Mm-hmm. Season two will definitely happen. Have you ever seen the clip of the girl who played Wednesday Addams in the original TV show dancing? She does that crazy dance.
No.
I'm going to show it to you real quick.
Okay.
It's just, it's great. And I'd like to learn how to dance like this.
Well, she dances. So in this current show, is it Jenna Ortega? I said I keep forgetting her first name for some reason. She dances at the school dance, and she dances really funny.
Yeah,
and I think it's after that.
Okay,
because she like does these like herky jerky, like I'm a dead zombie kind of move. Yeah. Like this. Dun, 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 dun. If you're just listening, my hands, one's out straight and one's bent back, and my hands are drooping. And she like leans back and like flips her head back, and then like runs forward. It's a really funny and goofy type of dance. It's not like it's weird like the way, you know, Phoebe Buffay and Friends dances or the way Elaine and Seinfeld dances. It's not bad, like thumbs out. It's just weird and very to her character. Anyway, it was really funny. Okay, original. Oh, that's not how she dances.
No, there's another one. So she has a lot of them. I'm sorry. Is that one? Yeah, that's the one.
That's not how she dances either in this show, but...
What I'm saying is
that's... You want to learn how to dance that way?
Yeah, I love it. The original Wednesday's dance? Great.
Her feet, her like foot moves are pretty...
Yeah.
Her steps, it's pretty impressive.
Kind of reminds me of Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah, kind of. But anyway, highly recommend...
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well.
The next show that's on our list is Cabinet of Curiosities. Harriet recommended that we watch that.
Harriet.
So we'll be checking that out. But that's about all we've been up to. I have my back problems. We talked about shows.
Oh, you know who was arrested this morning?
Who?
Sam Bankman-Fried. Or Fried. Fried? Fried.
Who's that?
That's that dirtbag who ran FTX, the cryptocurrency.
Oh, fuck that guy.
They got him. Got him.
Wasn't he like hanging out in Bermuda or some shit?
Yeah, that's where the company headquarters was. Mm-hmm. First of all, I've heard that they were all doing methamphetamines, the whole company. They were all living like a real world episode on
How MTV. Did he convince all those people to give him money?
He
doesn't sounds like look a, like a trusting person.
No, he looks really sketchy.
He does look sketch.
But I also have heard that maybe he's on drugs the whole time. You know, and so when his eyes are darting around, he's like, his foot is tapping. You're like, oh, this guy is...
That's not good.
Yeah. Anyways.
But he got arrested.
He was arrested this morning.
Get him. What you gonna do? Right. What you gonna do when they come for you?
He was worth $15 billion in October. Now,
that's not right.
Going to the clink.
Zero.
Yeah.
Well, the question is...
Where's my money, man?
Huh? But how are they going to recoup? Can they recoup it? They can't. It's just lost. People just lost their money.
Yeah.
Right? Because it went to obviously drugs and parties and all sorts of shit, but then also to different members of Congress. And he like donated money to different people which makes me suspicious about like who was behind the money. And was it just like a pass through to get money to certain people for their reelection? I don't know. It's very sketchy.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Story. We'll see where it goes. And I'm interested to see, because I don't know in the moment, right? Mm-hmm. What exactly is going on? I have no idea. There's all these conflicting news sources and you really don't have the
whole picture. And we had zero money in there.
Yeah, exactly. That's
another story.
But in hindsight, mm-hmm. you know, 2 years from now when they've unraveled everything, mm-hmm. hopefully they've unraveled everything in 2 years from now.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the TV movie. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to play Sam Bankman-Fried.
Is this going to be like the Fry Festival kind of rehash?
Fire.
But like, or Fire, whatever? Nobody knows. Yeah, very interesting. Glad they got him because something's weird with that dude.
There's also another mystery.
What's another mystery?
In Moscow. Not Moscow.
Oh, yeah, Moscow.
Moscow.
Idaho. That's also blowing my mind. And, it flew out of my brain as quick as it flew in. Bye, thought. But anyway, so Moscow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those four students who were...
it was crazy, and they don't even have any suspects.
I think they know exactly what happened, but they want to make it an airtight case.
Of course. You don't want to show your cards too fast.
It seems to me that that's imminent, that something's going to be... You know, that will, I hope anyways.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's like an episode of Scream or something where, you know, the killer's on the loose in a mm-hmm. college town. Can you imagine the terror of living there?
Well, I wouldn't go back.
No.
If I was going to college, I'd be like, no. I'll go somewhere else. I'll transfer.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is it's so bizarre because we watch BBC America a lot and we'll flitter through, you know, the CNNs, the Fox News, the MSNBC, but then we end up spending most of our time in BBC America. And I found it so funny that our locally news, our American news, is just full of trash. And then we were listening to BBC America.
How dare you?
And I was like, oh my God, the I don't know if it's the president or I don't know what they call them in Indonesia. They like the robbed the people.
Oh.
That woman. It was a woman. So that's why I was like, I don't know what it's not a king.
Indonesia. Okay, Google, who runs Indonesia? Oh no, it's not in here. I've lost my powers.
We don't have our powers. We had to move it into our bathroom so we can listen to music. She's trying to talk. But anyways, it was the old leader of Indonesia, I want to say, got arrested for tax fraud. Remember? Like $1.2 billion something. And Indonesia is like one of the poorest countries. And I was like, while people are starving, you're fucking like have like 35 pairs of Louboutin shoes and drive like a Bentley. Fuck you. Anyway.
That's
the real news.
Hey, despots can, you know, do what they want.
No. No.
Yeah. Indonesia. Yeah. This guy?
No, it was a lady.
Oh, a lady.
That's what I said.
I said Indonesian leader and they said president of Indonesia.
Oh, so it is a president, but it was a past president that just got caught. Anyway, doesn't matter. But are you ready to get into our letters?
I can. I certainly can.
Enough about Indonesia. Right. I don't have enough facts. It was just...
I have one other thing, another segment I want to do.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. First, there was Picasso.
Okay.
Then Salvador Dali.
Okay.
Now, I've discovered a new artist. Not that I discovered the first two that I just mentioned, but I've discovered a new artist.
Who's the new artist?
Animals and Things. I don't actually know who the artist is, but I discovered this on Reddit, which is where all the great artists of our time are.
That's what I've heard. Okay. Yeah.
If you think Twitter is bad, check out Reddit sometime.
If you're looking for a dumpster fire.
Yeah. But there can also be amazing things to be found there. So I'm going to share with you some art that I believe is not the panacea, but it's going to cure everything in the world.
Just why do I sense a joke coming?
Well, here's the first one. This person says, I Photoshop animals into things as a hobby. Here's a pineapple owl. Just listening.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
There's a person who photoshops animals into objects.
Yep.
And this is a...
Can't say I'd buy it, but I like... Yeah, I
would. Doesn't that bring you joy?
Where would you put that up?
I'm going to ask the audience to vote on these, I think. Mm. And you let us know. So, pineapple owl.
Okay.
The next one. What do you see here, Katie?
Oh, my God. What is that game called? I can't even remember, but it's a
corgi.
You take
a block from the bottom and you put it on top.
Jenga. But corgi Jenga?
Yeah, see his little butt sticking.
But the pineapple was like a smushed word together. So what do they call that?
Oh, I don't know. No, it's just
okay.
Jenga corgi.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's this.
Oh, that's perfect. It's a cardinal, but it's also watermelon.
Like Angry Bird watermelon, huh? Isn't that great?
I like it.
Yep. They And then this, I thought this cat was
cat potato. That is very good.
A baked potato. That's, oh, that's a cat.
A cat as a baked potato.
Yes. And then
ooh, that creeps me out.
You don't like that?
No, don't like that.
The woman's tongue?
Nope. As a frog?
Juicy red lips?
Gross. Nope. Hate it. Frog tongue? Grosses me out. Okay. No thanks.
How about this frog?
Ooh, afrocado.
A frog.
A frog cotto.
Yeah.
I like a frog cotto.
That's an avocado and frog if they, you know.
If they had a baby.
How about this?
Ooh, a croissant cat.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't really like that one
either. I don't like that one either. I don't think that one's going to bring joy to the world. But
yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to vote on which one you think is the best, we will then jump in their Reddit thread and I will let them know
that what we have voted. Awarded them. OTDM has voted.
The people have spoken.
OTDM land or whatever we're going to call it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We now
let
have
them know.
An artiste.
But again, I wouldn't put that up in our home.
You wouldn't put the avocado frog?
Where?
A frog-cotto?
Where would we put it?
In the kitchen?
No, I don't think so.
What about the cat? Baked potato cat?
The cat-potato?
Cat-potato?
No. Cat-tato.
He's even wearing a bow tie.
Cat-nato. He's fancy. He's a very proper cat. He's
very fancy. Okay, well, okay. That's anyways. All I had. Just some silly stuff to get us out of the...
Mm-hmm. Out of the... You know, the depths of...
This, by the way, I would not recommend.
Is it not very good? Yeah, Bora, I noticed you Bora, haven't been drinking it.
I had one sip of the basil strawberry or basil berry.
Oh, I actually really like it.
Tastes like a banana.
No, it doesn't.
That tastes like a banana to me.
It's like straight up basil water.
I'm going to try it again, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's banana. 100% banana.
No. Okay.
I don't want banana water.
Nobody wants banana water. Okay, we have another letter from AM. I don't know, it's just letters for their name. And I understand it's okay to want to be anonymous.
One letter away from friend. A-M-I. M-E.
Is that friend in French?
Yes.
Oh, I was like, oh, F-R, where's M-E. The... We're a lot of letters away. Okay, it's entitled, Beware of the Black Strap.
Oh.
A controversial cookie. In our family, Christmas tradition is the candy cane cookie. I'm suspicious. They're made with crushed up candy canes and are frosted with frosting made with more crushed up candy canes. That's a little much for me. It's a little too peppermint.
Yeah. I don't think peppermint and cake belong together.
I don't mind a little bit in like the frosting on a chocolate cake or something, you know? Mm-hmm. Or if you put like York peppermint patties as the base on a brownie or something, let's say.
Okay.
I could do that. This sounds a little intense. My dad, the oldest and oldest brother, love them. The rest of us rightfully deem them disgusting. I concur. Because they are. My parents were 18 when they got married, and they married in September. The doctor told her there was no way she would get pregnant. Spoiler alert. The doctor was wrong. So my 2.5-month pregnant mom, wanting to be a good wife to her new husband, set out to make said nasty cane cookies for him for their first Christmas. The recipe calls for a small amount of molasses, and apparently there are different types.
There's many types of molasses.
Really? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know enough about molasses. Dark and light?
I think it's the roast.
How intense the molasses that you want. And she, being young and inexperienced, wasn't aware of these different types. She had purchased blackstrap molasses. Well, I guess that stuff's pretty strong. And she ended up passing out when she opened it. What would it smell like? I've only made molasses cookies like once in my life.
Molasses cookies are amazing.
But I think I made them for you. But that's like the only time.
And I think you use like a golden molasses.
I think I just got whatever molasses, like this person's mom. I think I just got the molasses at the grocery store and was like, whatever they had. And she passed out. Lesson learned. But those nasty cookies still got made that Christmas and what, many Christmases after.
Where does molasses come from?
Mm-hmm.
Is it sorghum?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
And I think it's just
but here, if anybody wants to make it, they sent a photo of the recipe.
Oh, very
so
cool.
So if anybody, as I was describing that, was like, peppermint cookies, you can make it. But I wouldn't recommend it. Also, don't open dark molasses when you're pregnant. You might pass out. But I have to look up how molasses is made because I don't even know. Part of me feels like it's like, in my head, it was related to...
Pirates?
No.
And barrels of rum?
No, in my head, it was related to maple syrup, but I know...
Oh. I was way off then.
You know, I have to look up where does molasses come from?
The Carolinas.
The things that I Google. Molasses is a product of the sugar beet and sugar cane refinement process. Oh. Molasses from sugar cane is preferred for human consumption. Molasses is the ingredient in brown sugar that gives it its distinct color, flavor, and moisture. Molasses contains more vitamins and minerals than other sugars. What?
It's sugar with vitamins and minerals. So says the sugar advocates.
And it's from Portugal.
Oh.
It was found or seen in print in 1582 in a Portuguese book heralding the conquest of the West Indies. Molasses was exported to the U.S. from the West Indies to make rum. Uh-huh. Wow, you learn something new every day. I had no idea. It's crazy, man. Crazy. Okay.
So I guess maybe they just add water to the molasses and just let it sit. I wonder if it just open ferments or if they have a yeast culture that they...
I'd assume it's like a byproduct and it probably is syrupy like that, you know? If you cook sugar down, it's going to come off and it's like, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
But I do also concur with...
What is a sugar beet?
I don't know.
Beets, but I've never had a sugar beet. I don't think I've had
Bears, one. Beets, Battlestar Galactica. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to have to go in search of new produce.
I saw this tweet from Rainn Wilson, speaking of like Bears beat Battlestar Galactica, which is an Office reference if you're not following. And he said, it was like one of those where it says, me, person, you know? And it was like, person on the street. Are you Dwight? Me. No, my name's not Dwight. Person. Yes, you are. I'm a huge Office fan. Can I get a picture of you? If you're a huge Office fan, what's my real name? Person. I don't know, but I want to get a picture. Me. No. You're not a huge fan of The Office. It was such a Rainn Wilson / Dwight conversation. It made me laugh. And because I've heard such nice things about Rainn Wilson, I'm 100% sure he took a picture with that person.
Oh, yeah.
It just made a good joke.
Probably just gave him a little ration of shit first.
Yep, exactly. Okay. We have a letter.
Didn't Billie Eilish, isn't she a super Office fan? Uh-huh. And then Rainn Wilson showed up at her house and...
Yeah, and quizzed her and she got everything right.
But she was freaked out that he showed up because I don't think they told her. I think her parents had organized
probably knew,
it.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of cute and
imagine
cool.
That.
Okay, we have a letter from Peter in Hungary and it is entitled...
Peter?
It's just Peter.
Yeah. Oh, it's Peter. Oh.
I mean, I don't know, P-E-T-E-R. Peter?
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 Peter. Is there any funny accents?
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
It's just straight up.
I mean, we've heard from Peter before, but I've never seen it in writing. So
I see it and it's very simple.
I'm always excited when, you know, you see alternate spellings of a name.
Yeah, I agree. I do concur. Okay. This is entitled Fisherman's Soup and a Question About Charity. Fantastic. And I actually think this is all the time we have is just this letter. And I'm sorry, you guys, but I have another call and also have to eat before that call.
Yes. So
anyways, and if we run through it quick, we might have time for two, but I just don't want to get people's hopes up. Fisherman's Soup and a Question About Charity. Hi, Katie, Sean, Roxy, and the OTDM community. Howdy do, Peter. Thank you for the community and brightening my weeks. I am a medium to long-term viewer, but have been too shy to write in until now.
Wait, so we have two people from Hungary named Peter?
I don't know anybody else from Hungary. When you said that, I was like, who?
I thought we had...
Who are for some reason. You? We have Norwegians. We have some Norway.
I thought there was a Peter from Hungary.
Well, there is. Maybe but we Peter didn't know of him until this moment.
Maybe I was just tuning into the universe and
it's possible.
I knew that a Peter.
It's like Hungary. You have ESPN or something. Okay. Hope you're doing well. Please take care of yourselves while you're taking care of us all. We will. Thanks, Peter.
Was the other Peter from Poland?
I don't know. I'd have to scroll back and see.
Okay.
Maybe. In episode 134, you asked for weird Thanksgiving food.
Yes.
We do not celebrate Thanksgiving here, so I hope our traditional Christmas dish will do. It will, and I am excited already. As gourmets, I think you might find it interesting.
Oh, we're gourmets.
For Christmas each year, my father makes fisherman's soup, a Hungarian specialty. Okay, random story about Hungary. I had a roommate in college, Michelle, who was Hungarian, and she would make all sorts of Hungarian food.
It's amazing.
For us, and it was delicious. And when we were going to Amsterdam and Bremen, we'd looked into going to Hungary, remember? And then the Czech Republic, we were like, where are we going to go?
Yeah, and then I think our latest infusion of Hungarian cuisine came from your friend, the comedian, Christina P.
Because she's Hungarian.
Przitsky.
Yeah, and she sent me, it was when COVID first hit, she sent me a recipe for chicken paprikas.
Yeah, and then what did we send her?
I sent her my favorite Italian dish because I love Italian food, and it was the ham and peas, what's it called? Yeah. the San Remo.
San Remo.
But it's, I forget what else it's called.
Yep.
Anyway, they loved it. She said that.
But the Hungarian food was great. The sour cream locked in the paprika.
We should make that again. We actually have a whole chicken. We should just do that. But it's supposed to be drumsticks, just so you know. Okay. So.
Back to Peter.
Yes. Fisherman's soup, a Hungarian specialty. Since I don't know how to cook, let me quote Wikipedia on what it is. A folk item of Hungarian cuisine, it is a bright red hot dish. They love paprika in Hungary.
Is that what?
I'd assume. Bright red hot dish prepared with generous amounts of hot paprika and carp or mixed river fish. I wish I had pictures, but you can see some in this article. We'll put the link below. That sounds delicious. Fish soup?
Okay. Yes, but...
You always order shit like that.
I love. Mm-hmm. But I'm so... If there is a category of fish that I'm a little apprehensive about, it's the carp and the catfish.
Okay.
That to me, I'm always like, oh.
You're like, you know.
But I have ordered catfish a couple of times because I was like, this restaurant looks amazing. Why do they have catfish? And I end up loving it because it's like, it's almost sweet and it's moist.
I've had catfish, but I've only had it fried in a sandwich in like DC, I think, or Louisiana.
Did it have its whiskers?
It did.
Meow.
It
went meow. But then what's the difference between that and carp? Carp and catfish are the same?
I don't know.
One complains a lot. It's carp.
I don't know. All sorts of questions I don't have answers to.
Yeah. Carpe diem. It seizes the day.
It seizes the sandwich.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Back to
you. That's fine. Also, another food I often have is chestnut puree. What? My foreign friends found it very repulsive based on the images that I showed them, but I don't get it. It's actually very tasty. I hope you get a chance to try it on your trip to Europe. Okay, I'm opening this link.
Wouldn't it be like peanut butter, but chestnuts?
It looks kind of gross, but I would definitely eat it.
Yeah, it looks a little mealy.
It does. I think that's how they probably
grind it
and extract it.
I mean, I'm down. Also, it has whipped cream, so, you know.
I'm totally down.
Put on anything and eat it.
Right? Can put, it's like A1 sauce.
What is that, carp? Just put some whipped cream on it.
Some whipped cream
on it. Sprinkle some paprikas on there. I know a dude from Hungary says it's great.
It's the best way to eat it.
Yeah.
And a question about charity. Hope it's not too off topic. Nothing's off. We don't have any topics. It's just all over the place. That's the way I like it. I've always been someone who liked to help others and want to do charity work, but I don't know how to get started. There are food giveaways, but I don't know how to cook, and I'm afraid of homeless people because of bad past experiences.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how I got into it, and then maybe that will help. I don't know. I'd assume it's different city to city, country to country, but there is construction work, but I feel like I would be more of a hindrance than a help. I actually did the Habitat for Humanity where we help build houses. I've done that 3 times. And every time I had that same thought where I was like, I don't know what I do. They tell you what to do. And there are people on site to guide and aid. Mm. And you do your thing. I would recommend that you bring a pair of worker gloves because they don't always give those to you. They run out of them. So bring those and also clothes you don't care about. But yeah, don't think that you have to know how to do something. There are always people there to teach you. Even when it comes to cooking, when I used to volunteer at this soup kitchen downtown LA, they would tell us, they'd be like, okay, pour this in and then fill that up with water and pour that in to make the pancakes or whatever. They just walk you through how to do it and you just do what they tell you. Essentially, you're just like a worker bee and they tell you what to do. So don't think you have to know to volunteer.
Mm-hmm. I think that something that I would consider, or it's something I've thought about in the past and I think is helpful, is maybe mentoring someone who's younger than you. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be kids that are in need of like Big Brother, Big Sister program in the United States and Canada. I would assume there's similar organizations there.
Yeah.
Elderly care.
You know? Totally. And just, I used to volunteer at this convalescent home in Santa Monica and I would sit, are you going to sneeze?
I thought I was going to.
You had that look. I was like, oh no. I know. But I would just sit and talk with them and like do arts and crafts if they had like a project or there'd be music, you know. And even when I was in the choir in Santa Monica, we'd come and sing for them. So there's all sorts of different things you can do. Don't think it has to look a certain way. I guess that's my advice. And mentorship is also a great way to give back.
Yeah, because charity doesn't have to happen just on a fiscal basis either.
Yeah.
You know, it's your time is actually the most valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask any billionaire who's very old, they'll tell you, I would give it all away.
Yeah, for more time.
I'm guessing. Or maybe they wouldn't. They'd be like, no, it's all mine.
Take it to the grave. Okay, I've also considered giving blood, but I find it too scary. That's not for everybody. I could do that because needles don't bother me, but remember my friend Liz would like pass out every time she'd have to give blood. My therapist recommended reading to children in hospitals, but I'm anxious around children and don't want them to pick up on that. Mm-hmm. It would be a bad experience for them. It could, but maybe not. My therapist also recommended helping blind people with shopping and getting around, but I still feel like it's a too huge of a responsibility. Mm-hmm. I'm quite fond of teaching other topics that I'm familiar with. As a programmer, I do have other ways that I could contribute. Oh, do I have other ways I could contribute? Or am I out of luck until I manage to work through some of my fears? With love, from Peter in Hungary. I think any of the recommendations that we offered are great. And also know that if you don't want to interact with people directly, you can do like back of the house stuff. So when I was a sales rep years ago, we volunteered in downtown LA just sorting dry goods that had been donated.
Yeah.
So it was like canned goods. And the people that ran the soup kitchen told us what they needed to have happen because they got donations all the time, and some stores would give like flats of things, right? Mm-hmm. And so they'd be like, in this bucket, we need half of it with these beans and half with that, and or we need it broken into meals, you know? And so they'll tell you kind of how to sort, and so you can just do that. And you can put music on. Like, we had just music playing. There were like six of us, and we just sorted.
Yeah,
that's so good. You could do stuff like that too.
Pet shelters, that's another way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Cleaning up, a little environmentalism.
Yeah, remember the Amanda Foundation? We did that video with Ami.
Yeah.
That was really cool. So yeah, there's a lot of different ways. Yeah, pets is a great thing too.
Yeah, but even cleaning up like the beach. Because so, you know.
I've done that too.
I guess that's more, that's not necessarily charity in the direct sense of what the word means.
It's still volunteer work.
Well, yeah, and you're that's what I.
You're donating your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so find something that feels good for you.
Or go to the dark side and just start spray painting things and.
No.
You know, pushing kids over and, you know, just embrace the dark. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't listen to Sean. But I think there are lots of ways to give back that might not seem quite so intense or even person to person. You can do things in the back end that like, because even in the soup kitchens, there's someone in the kitchen. Like I remember I did this part of it because I had brought some girls from the eating disorder treatment center and I wanted them to interact with the people.
Yeah.
And so I was the one bringing stuff back and forth. So I didn't have to interact. So you can always be like, you know, say to the person running the program, I'm not really comfortable talking to people. Can I help stuff in the back? And they're always going to say yes. They always need the help. Also, random fact, they need more help usually in like June, July, August, because that's summertime and people are traveling and nobody volunteers as much. Christmas, Thanksgiving, or the holiday time, at least in the States, they have way too many people wanting to volunteer and it can be kind of hard. And so I was told that it's better to do it like on the off season because they get so much help right now. So,
makes sense.
Yeah. And also if you are involved in a church, church usually does outreach stuff. So you can ask them like how you can help. Maybe you can help sort clothes that were donated. You can work with the foster care system, at least in the States. I don't know about in Hungary, but they, you know, you can sort the clothes and clean things and get backpacks ready for kids for school. And there's all sorts of things.
It. I mean, those are good solutions.
We got lots of ideas. So many ideas.
We had met these people one time in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. One was a bartender at one restaurant. One was a bartender at the restaurant next door. Mm. Do you remember this? Mm-mm. And he said, oh, you know, my buddy next door, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, oh, West 4th and Jane. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so we went in.
Mercado and West 4th and Jane.
Yeah. And we talked to the guy and he says, oh, yeah, we get a lot of work done between our two restaurants. You know, we're the idea guys.
Yes.
And they just have fanciful inventions.
But they'd sit together and like, yeah.
Yeah.
And they'd spin ideas, which was really cute. And
that's basically what we do. We're the idea people.
Yep.
We're not very good on the execution of said ideas.
Sometimes.
Some of them. We just take the best ones.
Yeah.
We the workshop creme de la creme. Ones.
Yeah. But yeah, consider what it would feel like to do those things. Look out, Google some things in your area, see what's available, and just give it a try. If you just do it once and you don't like it, that's okay. Move on. Try something else. But I've done a lot of different volunteer work over the years, and I think you just have to find something that fits. Like I wouldn't, not that I hated Habitat for Humanity, but I wouldn't necessarily do it again because I'm not very good at it and I didn't really enjoy it. But I did like the soup kitchen work stuff.
They did ask you to turn the hammer in at the end of the day.
Like, they did.
Ms. Morton, it's not
working out.
Yeah.
And I also, I enjoyed interacting with people personally. So I like the cooking stuff. I like the sorting because my group was fun and I knew there were people I worked with and we had music going and stuff. Find what works for you and then stick with it.
Perfect.
Cool.
Well, on that note of charity.
Yes. Have a wonderful, well, we'll talk to them again before Christmas.
That's true. But it is the season to start.
Tis the season.
Volunteering.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I know. Do, 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 we put up our Christmas lights.
We did.
They look fantastic.
We did. Sean and I feel very adult.
Yeah.
We finally have Christmas lights that go outside.
Only argued twice doing it. It was amazing.
I know.
I know where the lights go.
No, it was like, I think it should go this way. Well, I thought you wanted it this way. No. Okay. It, that was, wasn't we really don't, arguing. That's the funny thing about Sean and I is we don't really argue, like in the traditional sense. I'll just say something that he'll think is being too short and he'll get grouchy or vice versa. And then we're grouchy and then it's over.
Yeah.
That's how it works. So we got grouchy for like 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Also, Roxy was driving us crazy because she was like twisting around our feet and wanted to be right in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
I was like,
she had an idea of how the lights needed to go.
And she didn't like ours. Yeah.
Oh my God. One last thing.
Yes.
The squirrel.
Puppy parlance. Okay.
Yeah. No, let's not do it. We'll save it for next week.
Okay, tune in next week. We'll lead with puppy parlance.
Yep. That was okay. Well, thanks for tuning in.
Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. We'll see you guys later. Send in your letters to otdmpod@gmail.com. Share the podcast with a friend. We love you guys, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.